United Nations Emergency Force is not even being properly supported by some of the very countries which formed that United Nations Emergency Force.
Yes, of course it is. But the World Police Force is one of the most important steps in the world today. They are drawn from all countries whose allegiance is to the people of the world and who are there and prepared to fight, if need be, for any disturbance of peace.
So, John, let's talk about the conflict between the Soviet Union and the United States. Our president, President Eisenhower, said last month, the Soviet state daily increases its power.
Yes.
And its rulers make clear their purpose to use that power to dominate the world. Do you doubt that?
I doubt whether the Soviet Russia is so stupid as to attempt to dominate the world by war. Their object is to, by propaganda, to make people believe that their system is better than the American or the British system, you see, by propaganda. But that is not dominating the world by war.
Well, do you believe that the United States, that the free world versus the unfree world, should retain its power, should continue to build up armaments in order to properly sit down at a table and negotiate with the Russians?
I believe that neither side would be wise to abolish the defense against an attack by the other side, nor will they. But I believe that by getting together to discuss ways of peace, they may gradually begin disarmament.
Well, let's see if anything can be done practically. Now, Dr. Linus Pauling said just a few moments ago that generally speaking, both Russia and the United States pay lip service to a ban on nuclear tests. But he says that he doesn't think the heads of state have sufficient desire really to ban those tests. What do you think about that charge?
I think they haven't sufficient desire to ban the tests, but I think both sides in their own intelligent self-interest, you see, would refrain from using nuclear weapons which would cause themselves to commit suicide.
Do you believe these tests should be stopped right now?
If possible, but can you expect America to stop the tests when the Russians go ahead with the Sputnik and intercontinental missiles?
America says no. You agree with...
No, I agree with America.
You agree with America. Well,
but Russia will know quite well that they're bringing up the Sputnik, getting international intercontinental missile. It was a piece of luck. If they did it, American could do it. We'll do it shortly.